When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Spooky day on the calendar, everybody. Happy Friday the 13th. Oh, Valdez, we should do a Friday the 13th movie marathon today. Watch at least two or three of them. Go back to Camp Crystal Lake. Oh, it's a good bit. We are the Junks, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network as well. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. I am Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on Twitter. Jason Bishop is here.
What's up? Happy Friday.
What's up? Good luck finding him on social media. Spoiler alert, he's not there. Eric Bickle is here.
Morning. Though,
and he is on social media.
How
at EB Junkies on Twitter. I think that's the same address on Instagram.
That's right.
Very good.
Yeah, hit me up.
Good morning.
Very good. So you got a three-man junk show. JP continues to be on vacation.
Good
even
morning.
Though he did pop his head in yesterday.
So bizarre.
I believe to record a spot.
I don't know
that's
what he
just
was doing.
That's a tragic bad beat.
That was weird.
When you have a week of vacation, you just have to drive in.
And he came in like the middle of the show, so he's just driving in the heart of traffic.
Driving in on a random Thursday during a week off.
He got here like, what, 7:30?
8? I don't know, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So
actually,
weird.
I think it was 7:45.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was flummoxed because he wanted us to stop what we were doing to like go turn on the studio for him.
Right,
and we were in the middle of a segment playing clips from Lily Phillips.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so I was like, I know you want to get in and get out, but you just gotta give us a minute here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess he's enjoying his time off. He looked well rested. I'm only jealous.
Yep.
Only jealous.
Nothing like it.
Couldn't believe the alarm went off when I looked at my phone and I sneered at it. Just crinkled up my face and just looked at it when it went off at 4:20 this morning.
Well, for the first time, maybe it's since I can remember, my wife got up at the same time because she's in the solid core cult. And
I don't even know what is that?
I don't know.
The workout?
It's a workout thing.
Ah, okay.
And she's been doing it for a couple of years, but I guess they had to do these promotions, and if she crams in 10 workouts in 15 days, she gets a free sweatshirt.
Okay.
So she's got like three more days or whatever to get her workouts in.
I crammed in zero workouts, and Jim Van Sone walked through and gave me a silly Wizards sweatshirt.
Right?
Zero workouts.
A lot who's easier.
Who's winning at life here?
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Well, I guess she's not winning.
Advantage junks.
She got up at the same time as me, and I go, what are you doing? She goes, I got to get my workout in to get my sweatshirt.
Hey, you know what? That's a hat tip for that early morning hustle.
Right?
That's kind of impressive.
Who wants to do that?
Not this guy.
I mean, who honestly thinks about working out at 4:20?
So she got up when you got up.
She got up when I got up. My alarm goes off at 4:20.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there just, you know, drinking coffee, you know, on my computer, and she's just out the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, This morning for me did not start out well. I was on massive monkey stilts this morning because I came out the door and I forgot that one of my cars was parked behind the car that I generally drive into work. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, this is an extra two and a half minutes that I have to move the car, whatever. But no big deal. Until I get into the car, start it, try to maneuver it around the driveway, and I attempt to close the driver's side door. I'm pulling the door shut, and it's not latching.
What do you mean? Oh, you mean while you're in the car? Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you want to have an operational vehicle, your driver door has to be closed, even if you're like moving it around in your driveway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is going on here? It's the cold.
There was some latch that didn't release.
The latch was not activating.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what am I going to do? I can't, because if the door is open, hello, battery, your battery's drained. Your lights are, I was like, what am I going to do?
You couldn't have, could you take the other car?
Yes, but I can't just leave my car with the door wide open.
Yeah, that's true.
Just the battery draining out. So then I had to go into critical thinking mode. So at first I grabbed the recycling bin and I wedged it up against the door.
Yeah.
And for 5 seconds it worked, and then the door popped open.
Yeah.
Hence, I'm more tilt. Then I'm like, I'll duct tape the door. That was my next solution. Like, what else are you? How else would you secure a door on your car?
And it's because the latch was frozen.
It just wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do?
Heat up the car.
What's your next? That eventually worked. Like, the car kept running.
I would just heat up the car.
And then, as I was about to go get a roll of duct tape and duct tape my door shut, the latch activated.
Finally,
and I was able to shut
said door.
What kind
of car was it?
It's a Jeep Cherokee.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's not like a 15-year-old beater that's falling apart. It's a normal, functional vehicle.
Yeah. Right.
And I didn't know what to do.
Is so tilting. It ruins the keypad, I've told you before, going into our garage. And we don't have the remote.
You don't have the clicker?
No.
Clicker's my wife, vital.
She might have it in her van, but we got like 4 vehicles.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nightmare. You got to press the number like 19 times.
Right.
My kids, when they come home, when they're home, and they go out, and it's 2 in the morning, and they're trying to get in the house, they can't open the thing. It's very tilting.
Right. And I was as I was shutting the door multiple times, then I'm worried about my neighbor's dog, Kevin, his dog is named Kevin as well. I've gone through this. Mm. Again, they adopted the dog. Its name is already Kevin. It's a weird bit.
That is weird.
But
what are the odds of that?
Anytime I like throw a bottle or a can in the recycling bin right next to the house,
it jars the dog.
The dog just starts barking.
Right.
But luckily at 4:25 in the morning, there wasn't a peep out of him, even though I shut the door.
Well, what do you care if the dog
a dozen times
starts barking? You just don't want to wake the neighbors.
Yeah, I don't want to wake up my neighbors at 4:20 in the morning if I don't have to.
Maybe stop chucking stuff into the recycling bin.
No. That's like during the day. I'm fine with his dog barking at 1 p.m.
Right.
I just don't want to wake up his dog named Kevin at 4:20 in the morning.
I thought you said when you throw stuff in the bin, that's when it wakes him.
No, it activates the dog to bark.
Right.
So, like, if I go throw, like, a bottle of, beer.
Yeah, wakes him up.
Just rent. Right, it just.
Don't do that at 4:20.
I don't.
Okay.
But what I was doing at 4:20 was repeatedly shutting my door, which is making noise.
Oh, yeah.
It makes noise in the neighborhood when nothing else is happening.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And Kevin wasn't happy. Both Kevins.
I am tilted. Luckily, though, there were no traffic snafus on the way to work today. A smooth sailing.
Right.
No weather issues, no traffic snarls, no diversions.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well,
I couldn't say that about last night's trek into D.C. that I had to do.
Oh, yeah, you were at the steampunk party.
The steampunk holiday party.
I forgot about that.
Right.
Yeah, it took an hour and 20 minutes to get to the wharf.
Can I guess how much you paid to park at the wharf?
Yeah.
Was it? By hour, or is it just a flat rate?
It was just a flat rate. I think it was a flat rate.
I'm going to say your parking vig at the wharf had to be $30.
$37.
Wow.
$37.
Man, the parking concession's a good one.
Right.
If you can get in on it. You can get it shoehorned in on that business.
Yep. So drove to work yesterday into the city, went home, drove back into D.C., basically the same spot. And
that's your personal apocalypse. Right,
and then drove into work this morning, and then going to drive back into D.C. tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, not 100 trips into D.C.
You love it. You love it so much.
Yeah, but I'm very tired. Do we have any don't sleeps?
Oh, 100 of them in Dab's office.
All right, I got to get one of those.
So how was the steampunk soiree? I went with you a couple years ago when OAR was the entertainment. Fits and the Tantrums on the marquee this year.
I mean, it was fine. They do it all. They do everything. I mean, they got awesome food.
Yeah.
And, you know, open bar. And Fits and the Tantrums started at 8:45, and I did not see them because I wasn't there.
Okay.
Because I left at 8:20.
Was there an opening band or no?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I don't know because I left and there was nobody on the stage.
Gotcha.
At 8:20. So I'm just butt tired right now. So I need to get a little don't sleep, maybe two don't sleep.
I think you should.
To get me through this.
I think you need it.
Well, be careful.
But it was fine.
You need that boost.
Did you do any schmoozing?
My daughter was bitter because I left and I said, sweetie, I get up at 4. You're killing me.
Did she go with you or did she
went separate? She went with friends, so coworkers.
Right.
So she was down there a little bit before me, but she stayed for the whole thing. I think it ended at 10 or maybe 10:30.
Is she like Mar, where if there's an open bar and free alcohol, she's going to turn it right up to 9 or 10? Or is she like, even though she's relatively young?
She was drinking, I think she was drinking Prosecco's.
Oh, Prosecco's so good.
I think that's what she was drinking.
Love it.
But there was a lot of people there. I mean, a lot of friends and her coworkers. She's, you know, a lot of girls that she went to college with, they all worked there.
Yeah.
So she had plenty of people to hang out with. She was just bitter that we left early before the band started.
Mm.
I said, sweetheart, I mean, if I stay till the band, I'm not going to get home till 10:30, 11. I can't do it.
Hey, Drab and Valdez, is Mike Marr motivating you guys to turn it up to 9 or 10 next Friday night when we hang out before the Junkies holiday show at MGM?
That would be Thursday.
Thursday, my bad.
Yeah.
Well, we know Marr will... go hard in our honor.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's what I figured. Mm-hmm. I figured you guys let Mar go hard. We watch him go hard. We'll goof on him a little bit. That's probably going to be the approach.
We better break that damn dial. Thursday? I mean, we better get going. I mean, yeah, this guy have some good stories for Friday.
I mean, this guy's shot out of a cannon. He just can't wait to do fireball shots. Like one every 20 minutes.
Hmm. I'm actually kind of scared.
Yeah. Everyone just got to
chill. Well, he can drink all of those for me.
Just have 911 on speed dial. Just have it ready for Mar. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, the best part about that is that we don't have to wake up at 4 next Friday. We can wake up at 5:40.
That's true.
We're going to get a late checkout, right? So we can go back to bed if we want.
Yeah. I believe that's in the plans.
Right.
It might have to hit the tables after the show.
It's not a horrible idea. They'll be open for your business.
I feel like you kind of retired from blackjack. Like you had,
I haven't played in a long time.
You had definitely a 10-year run where you were.
I was
pretty
just addicted.
Involved.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I haven't played in a long time.
I know who won't be shadowing you while you're playing blackjack.
Oh yeah,
his name rhymes with Hom.
Right.
I just wouldn't think that he's going to be right next to you.
Yeah, probably.
You're
going
to be able to play blackjack in peace if that's what you wish to do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is he coming?
I don't know.
If he's coming, he's going to want to go play blackjack with me.
Well, they're not going to let him there.
I don't know if the
yeah, he's got a situation.
Powers that be are going to allow that to happen.
Oh, I got you.
Like, he may be allowed in the BetMGM sportsbook, but let's just say the eyes are going to be upon him.
Can't he play, but they just limit his bets?
I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Oh, they don't even let him sit.
That's not the issue.
Oh, there's a different issue.
Yeah, you're going to have to let me know about that.
I don't even know what this different issue is.
I mean, he's texting me all the time,
right,
asking me to get him in touch with somebody who he can apologize to for his behavior.
Oh.
But I don't think that's going to help.
Well, did he yell at a dealer or something?
He probably had too many Long Island iced teas. Yeah.
I just think he's now full-blown on a list.
Yeah. He's on a list.
And or, like, when the facial recognition sees him, the red alarms are going off.
He's out.
Like,
okay. But so you're right. He won't be.
Signals are blinking red.
He won't be playing.
The last time he was there, Jason, he was handcuffed to something.
Property.
He was handcuffed to a chair or something.
Oh, what a freaking loser.
There was a situation with him the last time he was there.
Situation.
It didn't go the way he planned it.
Just like the cop yesterday told me there was a situation down here in D.C. There was a situation at MGM.
Yeah.
Right. A little less serious, but there was a situation.
Yeah, there was definitely a sitch. Yeah. There was definitely a Mike Sorrentino. That's the dude's name, right? Situation.
Yep, the sitch.
Right.
Well, hell, I might even play that Thursday night when I get there.
I know who will be tailing you, Mike Marr.
Oh, really?
You're going to have to call casino security because they'll have 15 drinks in them.
Yeah, Jason, maybe give me like a line of credit. We can walk out of there with some cash going into Friday.
Line of credit.
Jason's
right.
Like, oh, you're breaking up on me. Yeah. I can't quite make up what you're saying. Yeah. Can't quite make it out.
Mar, what are you? Are you a blackjack guy?
Yeah, blackjack and craps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
craps. You know your way around a craps table?
Yeah, I've played a couple of times. I just like the games that give you, like, you know, good odds.
Uh-huh.
So, roulette as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, great odds.
Yeah.
Roulette?
Casinos chock full of those games.
Is it roulette?
They got one in every pit.
Yeah, roulette, it might not be the best, but it's just, like, to me, it's a lot of fun. But blackjack's my one seed.
Now, when you play roulette, I actually just watch people play.
I despise roulette.
I would only go bet black or red, just make, you know, basically make it 50-50. Yeah. I know they have the green slot or whatever. What would you, how many numbers do you pick typically?
Maybe like five or six, but I like, you know, doing the first third, second third, last third. I like dabbling with those a little bit
Super
as well.
Super D-gen. What a psycho that guy is.
All right.
Last time I played roulette was with Drab T-shirt at the Borgata, and I think I lost about $120 in 10 minutes, and I said, I'm never playing this stupid game ever again. Right. And I've stuck to my word. Haven't even dabbled. Walk right by it every time I'm strolling through MGM National Harbor. And I'll do the same Thursday and Friday of next week. All right, we got a big show on a Friday the 13th. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us at 7, talk about the movies and what you should stream over the weekend. John Feinstein at 8. Scott Abraham will help us break down Saints Commanders at 9. And Mike Haas, play-by-play New Orleans Saints voice on WWL Radio. He's going to join us to do the same, to talk about the New Orleans Saints at 9:25. When we come back, we'll get into last night's Thursday night football game. If you liked touchdowns, last night's game was not for you. We'll get into that and more next. Kevin.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
McCarthy's going to join us in about 35 minutes at 7 a.m. Tell you what movies to see, what to stream at home. That's coming up at 7. But let's get into the Junkie Sports page. There was a primetime NFL game last night.
There was.
In San Francisco. Actually, in Santa Clara. It's not actually in San Francisco proper.
Weather wasn't good. It sucked. It was raining, especially, you know, mostly in the first half. Sure, it had an effect on both passing games, but final score 12-6. The Rams get the dub to get win number 8.
I believe it's the only game in the entire NFL season up to this point without a touchdown. Without a touchdown scored.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
And it's not great when you're wavering between Matt Stafford and Kyler Murray to start in a fantasy league, which I was doing last night.
And Mr. Cakes.
And I was bouncing off my co-owner, Bikey Botts.
Yeah.
And I'm the brains of the operation.
Mm.
Yep. He's the cold, analytical, just in it for the money guy. And
yep.
I'm the personnel decision maker.
Yep.
So we're going back and forth. And I'm like, there's weather moving in. This is like literally 4 minutes before the lineup's locked.
Right.
I'm like, there's weather moving in. It doesn't look great. I'm panicking. So I'm panicking on it's clear in my voice and in my text that I'm panicking. And he's like, dude, you need to be more decisive. There's 4 minutes left.
Yeah, you got to get the lineup
in. You need to make a decision one way or the other. And I can't really bounce it off him because he really doesn't follow it.
Yeah.
So, of course,
he just goes with whatever you say.
He just goes with whatever I say. So, what did I say? I said, not that worried about the rain.
Oh.
Started Stafford.
So, he got you, what are you got? Eight points?
8.2 points.
Wow.
So, that's good. That's probably going to doom us for the
weekend. You're probably done. You're probably going to lose that game.
We're going to lose our matchup.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm pretty convinced of that.
Yeah.
So, that was not great.
Well,
that was causing me to toss and turn.
I can't remember what Dave Richard told you because you asked him that question.
He told me Kyler Murray.
He told you Kyler.
Correct.
Yep. And you went with Stafford.
But Kyler Murray is just very hard to trust. He either gives you a big boom game or he gives you 7 points. So
yep.
I rolled Stafford and came up snake eyes.
So final score 12-6. So this pretty much eliminates the Niners. They're now 6-8. They got a ton of injuries. Now, Ike Garendo did play. He got 16 carries for 57 yards. Purdy wasn't very good, 14 for 31.
Well, the rain was just impacted, especially in the first half.
It affected both teams.
The weather report that I saw was like, that's going to be light showers on and off. I'm like, okay, like light showers that shouldn't really impact the game that much. And if you watch the first half,
yep.
For most of the first half,
it was coming down.
Steady to downpour. Yeah.
Is that why Debo dropped one that was going viral?
Yeah. I don't think that was the reason Debo
dropped it.
Maybe,
but it could have affected it.
Debo just had another horrible game after he went on social media basically complaining about his role and not being fed enough.
Mm-hmm.
He had another dud game.
They tried to give him the ball early. And
they went to him with the first play of the game.
Yeah.
The first pass of the game goes to Debo.
Yep.
By the way, the
ball that he dropped,
mm-hmm.
it was a perfect ball.
He was going across the middle.
In stride.
If he right doesn't score there, he definitely gets a huge gain.
Well, he had Juszczyk, I think, blocking downfield.
Yeah, he could have scored.
It was set up perfectly for him.
He just dropped it.
And it wasn't like he even had to really extend for the ball. It was right there. You put your hands out like a diamond, and you, I mean, that's all you do.
Yeah.
Right. And you bring it in, and you run for 40 yards, and you score.
He just dropped it.
Wow, he's had a really abysmal year.
And he did kind of look up. He turned his head a little bit when the ball was
getting
smoked.
So it's probably a combo of maybe the ball being a little slippery or his hands being a little and taking his eyes off the ball. But yeah, that was a bad drop, and that probably would have gone for a touchdown. Anyway, so they lose 12-6.
Did you see the San Francisco linebacker?
Yes.
Devondre Campbell.
That's the other part of the story.
Dramatic.
Here's the background on him. So Devondre Campbell is a veteran. He's played for a couple different teams, Atlanta and Green Bay.
Yeah.
The Niners signed him in the offseason because last year in the Super Bowl, Dre Greenlaw, who's their stud Pro Bowl linebackers along with Fred Warner, tore his Achilles.
He came back last night.
And he came back last night for the first time.
Yep.
Now Campbell had been an every game starter.
Mm-hmm.
He started pretty much every game. Greenlaw comes back last night, and Greenlaw starts.
Right.
And he's the better player.
Right, yeah. Of course.
I mean, Campbell's a good player, but he's not Greenlaw, and he was kind of just filling in for Greenlaw. So Greenlaw starts, and
Campbell
doesn't play, and then Greenlaw goes out of the game with a little knee injury, and the soreness, I'd say, not an injury, soreness in the third quarter.
Saw him hitting his leg with the Theragun on the sideline.
Yeah. Shanny wants to put Campbell in, and Campbell says, nope, sorry, and just walks to the locker room.
Puts a towel over his head and then walks to the locker room.
You always just left the field. What are guys thinking? I mean, they're just so dumb.
Like, he doesn't.
No, he'll be cut today.
Does he not think that every other team is going to see what he did? I mean, like, good luck going to your next team.
He clearly wasn't thinking about that.
And you hate being in the NFL, I guess. It's a real burden.
I mean, he's been in the NFL for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's clearly pissed that he's not getting any time because Greenlaw came back, but Greenlaw was out of the game. They said, hey, let's bounce him back in there. Mm-hmm. You got to fill in for him. He said, nope, sorry. So
man,
then they had to go to, then they only had one, because D Winters is another one of their linebackers. He was out of the game for, I don't know, I think a foot injury. Mm-hmm. And so they only had one healthy linebacker to go to on their roster on the bench, and they put him in.
I think Kyle Shanahan in the post game presser, he was asked about it.
Yeah.
He said Campbell just didn't want to play today.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
The
media asked him what happened with Campbell, and Shanny said Campbell told me he didn't want to play.
What happened?
That's what he said.
Man. I mean, that. Things are just going from bad to worse for the Niners. 6-8.
It's been a bad year.
Yeah, it's just a lot of big expectations, and it's all just imploding.
I mean, I don't know if he'll be suspended by the team, but he should just be cut.
Yeah.
Oh, if I'm John Lynch.
He should have been cut last night after the game.
I agree. In a lost season, you just don't want that guy anywhere near your locker room.
Yeah.
That's where you say, thank you for your service, but you're no longer employed by the 49ers.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Correct.
Signing with another team after this debacle.
Well, and then, you know, George Kittle's talking about it after the game, saying, you know, George Kittle's one of their leaders.
Right.
Saying, I don't want to be a part of anybody like that.
Right.
He's basically saying, I don't want him on the team. Javarius Ward, another leader on the defensive side, who's had a bad year because he lost his daughter. His daughter died. He said, you know, what's Campbell doing? I don't want to play with guys like that.
Don't blame him. Don't blame him one bit.
So I don't know why he hasn't been cut already. Maybe he has, but media just hasn't gotten a hold of that. But, yeah, that was a bad game, 12-6. Now, the Rams are – this is interesting because they're 8-6. They've won three straight.
That was a bad run out for the Commanders last night.
It's just another team you got to look for.
You would much rather the Niners win that game than the Rams.
Yes. Now, the Rams could, you know, they're obviously right in it for the division because they still play the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last game of the season, I think it's week 18. And that game might be in L.A. Yes, they've got a home game against the Seahawks January 5th. So they've got the Jets in New York next week. Then they got the Cardinals at home who have lost three straight. And then they've got the Seahawks at home. So, I mean, this team could win the division.
Yeah,
they could easily win the division.
With Puka and Cooper Kupp healthy, and it was, you know, I mean, Puka kind of got there last night, had nearly 100 yards receiving.
Seven for 97.
Cooper Kupp didn't have a catch.
Didn't have one catch. I mean, he only had three targets.
When's the last time Cooper Kupp didn't have a catch in an NFL game?
Is he banged up?
No, they just did a good thing.
With the weather impacting everything, and Puk has become the real alpha.
And the Niners defense did a really good job for the most part against the pass. I mean, against the run, you know, Williams had 29 carries. Mm-hmm. So this gave him the ball a bunch, especially in the second half. But it was just one of those games, one of those nights where passing the ball wasn't going to be very easy. But the Rams now are 8-6. Seattle's 8-5.
Looking at Seattle's schedule, it's not the easiest thing I've ever seen. You know? Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not going to say that they're going to do terribly, but it's not an easy schedule. They got Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, and then the Rams.
Yeah, it's tougher than the Rams schedule because the Rams get a three-win team, and then they get the Cardinals at home, and then they get the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. But again, now Commanders fans have to kind of look at the Rams and the Seahawks, because if the Rams win the division, the Seahawks are going to be in play for that wild card.
Yeah.
That's just going to be another. So it's just another reason why the Commanders have to win Sunday. And it looks like Jake Haener is going to be the quarterback.
They say Carr hasn't practiced all week.
Has not practiced all week.
He has to be able to at least go through a walkthrough today to have a chance, they're saying.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's not going to play. So Haener is going to be the guy. They're not going to go with Rattler. So Commanders are a pretty sizable favorite in the game. And they're going to play a team with a backup quarterback. Now, this has happened before.
He's making the first start of his career.
Making his first start.
Like, if you can't take advantage of a guy making his first ever start, and I know it's in New Orleans, not here, when you're a massive favorite, when you have the Rams breathing down your neck.
Right.
Like, you got to take advantage of that.
You got to win the game.
You have to just put this team away early. Don't give them any signs of hope, any signs of life.
Correct.
And just, you have to be relentless in just putting pressure on Jake Haener. Like, from the very beginning of the game.
Well, they've got the better players, certainly on the offense. They've got better players. They've got a better roster on the offensive
side. You want me to guarantee a Commanders win?
No, just don't.
You should probably guarantee a Saints win.
Yeah, I probably don't should do anything. That.
I did watch Joe Witt's presser yesterday, and somebody was asking him about pressure and playing a young, an inexperienced quarterback like Haener. He said, I don't know that I can dial up more pressure than we are. I think he said we rank 5th or 6th in terms of number of pressures that we bring. So they're just going to do what they do and hope they execute, at a high level.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be talking about this game throughout the show today. But, I mean, do you feel pretty confident?
I mean, I would feel reasonably
pretty
confident.
I would feel pretty confident.
On a confidence scale, 1 to 10?
7.
Seven or seven and a half is the number.
I'm a little bit higher than that. I'm not at a 10 just because it's a road game.
Can't be at a 10.
Can never be too confident.
Yeah, but this is one of those games where you're going to look back at it if they don't win this game, and that's the reason we didn't make the playoffs.
Missed opportunity. You're going against a backup quarterback with a team that's just kind of out of it this year. You got to take advantage.
Yeah. So Jake Haener should be the starter for the Saints in that game. We'll be talking to their play-by-play guy, Mike Horst, later in the show. I don't know what he'll give us on that, but we'll get his take on that. Caps continue to roll. Columbus last night.
Peterville, USA. I mean, they just don't lose on the road.
They are 12-2 on the road.
Yeah.
They beat Columbus.
10 straight dubs on the road. 10.
10 straight Ws. And they beat Columbus 2-1 in overtime. Protas had, I think he had both goals.
He did have both goals. He had the regulation goal and the overtime winner.
So another good win. Chucky got the win. He was in goal. And this team is now 42 points. They're 20-6 with two overtime losses. Like I said, 12-2 away from home.
We're going to go into the Altcast tomorrow with some swagger, puffing our chests out. As they entertain the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah, be sure to watch that tomorrow.
They were down
on
early,
Monumental
right?
2.
Because I was listening to it.
They were down 1-0.
They scored while I was listening, driving home from volleyball.
I think they were, it was 1-0 in the second, but then they came back.
I think they said Lingard didn't even see the puck on the first goal. I don't know if you were watching, Cakes.
No, I was sweating Matt Stafford too hard to watch the Caps last night.
Right? I mean, so if you look at kind of the division leaders in hockey, Toronto has been really hot. They've got 38 points in the Atlantic.
Caps just beat them on the road,
just beat
by the way.
Washington has 42 points in 28 games. Now, Winnipeg has 43 points. Remember, they got off to the unbelievable start.
Didn't they start
but
off
they
like
played three more games. Four,
like they played three more games.
One or something like
something
that.
Yeah. And then Vegas leads the Pacific with 41 points. I mean, they're having an unbelievable year.
You know what's hooking them is what they're doing on the road.
Yeah, 12-2.
I mean, that's
smashing people on the road.
Cakes, I don't understand this.
Yes.
How to win the Stanley Cup, and I understand you got to do it, go through the entire playoffs.
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah. It's a gauntlet, right. But this team is leading their division and just beat the hot Leafs. They're 34-1 to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, man.
Who are the favorites?
Might have to put a few shekels down on that, Valdez.
Carolina's 8-1, and also the Edmonton's 8-1.
Man, why are the Caps odds so slim?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Yeah,
because they just don't expect them to continue.
Non-believers.
They're non-believers in what the Capitals are doing. That's fine. Let the Capitals fly under the radar.
They have the 16th best odds to win the Stanley Cup.
Wow,
it's crazy. And they lead the league in differential. Point differential,
which is shocking,
and that's without Ovi.
Yeah, shocking because they just could not score to save their lives.
Yeah, I don't know how many games Ovi's missed, but they're 7-2-1.
I mean,
he
has to have missed
five or six
now.
Yeah, they've won three in a row.
Probably comes back after Christmas.
34-1.
You know what? We have to huddle after the show.
How much would you put on it? Just like $10 to win $350? Would you put like $100?
Yeah, 50? Yeah. 10 or $50?
Yeah,
it's worth the sweat.
Why don't we, as a show, put in a lump sum?
I don't hate the idea.
Hunsky?
More than that. We want more than that. We have more resources than
gives us
than
something to
put $100 in.
The 500 as a show pays out $17,000.
I kind of like that. $17,000 and the Caps would potentially win their second Stanley Cup. Oh, there'd be so
much.
We would be making it rain on that parade.
Oh yeah, we would. We get a second ring.
You know what's your angle?
Have Jason sell his ring.
Yeah.
And then use that cash to put it on for the Stanley Cup.
Great idea. Right.
And lose both. Lose the ring and the money.
I don't want to sell my ring, but I'm all about selling Jason's ring and then using that to fund our bet.
Remind me to wear that on Saturday.
I will. Which is tomorrow,
remind me
by
to
the way.
Do it on Saturday.
I'll send you a text. You owe me $1.
Yeah. Well, not until you send it.
Correct. We'll be joined by Kevin McCarthy coming up at 7 and at 8. It's Fridays with Feinstein. Right here on The Fan. EB, I have some more fun, uplifting news from thedailymail.com.
I know. I saw this. Go ahead.
So these are results from a study from researchers at the University of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
It calculated exactly how much time popular ultra-processed foods take off of a person's life when they consume said foods.
Yeah, I saw the story. Didn't want to read it because, you know, I'm sure I'll die any second.
So the next time you're at Norback and you're at the turn and you decide to get a hot dog at the turn and you're like, man, I just can't wait to have this glizzy and stuff it in my mouth. It's going to be so delicious.
I normally don't do that, but okay.
But every once in a while, like, look, a hot dog at the turn is delicious. Or you go to Nat's
Park. Well, you know it's fast.
And you want a hot dog at a ball game. You're like, okay, this is, what's more American than eating a hot dog at a baseball game?
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a period of time when we worked middays. At JFK, I've told the story many times where I was getting two chili and cheese hot dogs at 7-Eleven 5 days a week.
Okay, well, that's not great because according to this
pre-show
study, every time you have that glizzy and you're just devouring it, you're taking 36 minutes off of your life.
Every hot dog that you have?
For every hot dog you consume.
I should be dead by now.
Well, how's Joey Chestnut? Joey Chestnut's going to die like next week. How many hot dogs that guy had in just his eating competitions alone?
Right.
So for anytime
so
you have a hot
that
dog.
That contest that we did with you where you ate 15 hot dogs.
Yeah, multiply that by 36.
That cost you like seven hours of your life.
Yeah, it's not great. I'm not happy about it. I did win $600, but I felt like a zombie for the next 3 days. I've never felt worse. Every time you have a serving of bacon.
Yeah.
6 minutes off your life. Just kissing goodbye.
Just
I
one.
Bacon was supposed to be.
I mean, in this.
One
in
piece
this,
of bacon.
I mean, in this graphic, they show three slices of bacon, but I'm assuming probably like for every piece of bacon, boom, that's 6 minutes. Gone.
All right.
Bye bye.
What else?
Now, this one's really tilting. Sugar free drinks, and that means like sugar free soda, like what EB is consuming right now.
Right.
That Coke Zero bottle, that's costing you 12 minutes.
12 minutes off my life?
12 minutes. And man, I've had a lot of those.
I should be dead, but I'm in the negative time.
No. These are scary numbers. I just did some drab math.
Yeah.
This isn't that bad. Do you think we've had 10,000 sodas in our life?
Easily.
All right. I think that's a nice number.
So, yeah.
200 a year, let's just say.
10,000 sodas.
How many days or weeks is that?
That's 12 minutes, right?
Yep.
2,000 hours? I think that's 2,000 hours.
Okay.
And it equals out to 81 days.
Okay.
That's what you're good with that?
3 months? 3 months? 81 days?
The last 3 months? That's just one item.
That's just one thing. What about every slice of pizza you've had?
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear
every
pizza.
Every cocktail.
Now, I don't eat a lot of hot dogs.
Now, can you counteract it? Like when you go in the sauna and you exercise and all of that? Play golf? Walk? Push your cart?
There are other foods that can counteract.
All right.
This is shocking to me. The researchers found that what item do you think was the best food for adding healthy years? Adding 32 minutes.
No idea.
On a healthy lifespan.
You'd have to give me multiple choice. Give me multiple choice.
All right, I'll give you, I'm not going to give you multiple choice, but I'll give you a hint. It's a type of sandwich.
Ooh.
It's a very popular type of sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Really? That adds
32 minutes.
Why?
I guess the peanut
protein
butter must help you. It's like, I guess there are healthy fats in peanut butter that help your body. I don't, trust me. You think I know exactly what I'm talking about? I'm just painting in broad strokes.
I love
over
that
here.
Because I love PBJs.
I will say that I eat,
it says because
I eat more peanut butter and jelly sandwiches than I do hot dogs.
Oh, yeah.
According to the researchers, quote, when we do the analysis, we don't necessarily see all the effects of any food on the body mass index, but the PB&J is beneficial because of the peanuts. That is really the reason, not the jam. And the bread is probably neutral. Although if it's whole grain bread, it's a little bit better. But who wants to eat a peanut butter and jelly on whole grain bread? Like, you're going to eat it on white bread, right? For the most part.
Yes. Maybe wheat. Well, we usually buy wheat. But I'm looking at an ad right now. I actually stopped dead in my tracks for a dozen free Krispy Kremes. You buy one dozen, you get the next dozen free.
I mean, how much would that, consuming that box, take off your life?
I don't know, but it'd be worth it.
The warm, with the warm donut sign on.
Do we have if anybody wants to deliver some Krispy Kremes on a Friday to the boys,
we would inhale those. Yeah.
We would just punch.
How many Krispy Kremes could you eat at one time? I think I could eat, honestly, I'm without joking.
Like, am I in an eating contest?
No, but it's like if you just wanted to see, I think I could eat six without feeling too bad.
Really?
Because they're so airy and light.
Yeah, I would agree. Six.
I think I could have six. I don't think the sugar.
Especially if you're really hungry.
Probably two or three.
I mean, I could eat two like it's nothing.
Right.
Like it didn't even happen.
I would feel guilty if I had more than two or three.
I know, I would feel guilty too, but I'm just saying I could easily eat six and not feel overly full.
But that's probably 2,000 calories.
Yeah.
Well, maybe more.
Easily. No, I mean, I would feel bad about it.
Yeah, you'd feel like a gluttonous human being.
But in the moment of eating it, it would be so pleasurable.
Yeah, it would be.
Any other foods? Well, that's good. So you can every time you have I got to go home now, and I got to have like four PBJs. I'm gonna add an hour and a half to my life.
I don't eat this food a lot, but I do enjoy it when I eat it. Apparently, this is really bad for you too. Cured meats like prosciutto.
I eat
prosciutto
a lot of those.
Is so good.
I eat a lot of that.
Just wrap it up and put it on like a cracker.
Yeah.
Or right out of the package.
I make the asparagus prosciutto. You don't like with the cream cheese.
Yeah, I would never eat that with the cream cheese.
You never ate it when I made it?
It was melted. No, I wouldn't eat that. I would try to avoid it.
Pickle, you would have liked the steampunk party last night because they had a big board.
Yeah.
It was like a rack of Krispy Kremes.
Okay.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah.
They must have a deal with them or something?
I don't know if they have a deal, but there were hundreds of Krispy Kremes on this board.
Nice.
And, of course, I went up
and got it. I think I was there when we went a couple years ago.
Was it? Yeah. Hey, I don't remember that. But.
All right, calling in right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines is our most unhealthy listener, Rom.
Rom
is calling. He's calling to weigh in on the topic.
He's also scolding me because I guess I gave a detail he didn't want to give.
Rom Yar.
Give out there.
What's up, Rom Yar?
Ironically sponsored by MGM.
Yeah, that is ironic.
Yeah. By the way, I'm living proof that that study's bogus.
Yeah, but you should be way dead by now.
Well, yeah, huh? I would have never met the Junks if that was true. So,
plus you've inhaled a billion cigarettes too.
Do you, dude? This is an honest question. You mostly work from home now, right?
Exclusively.
All right. Do you ever leave your little condo, or whatever you're in?
No, I'm basically, my life is work a little bit here and there and eat everything that's processed.
Right. He's a shut-in. Right. He's basically a shut-in.
I mean, why? And you look the worst you've ever looked, right?
Yeah, but I just signed up for the gym, so Ron Formation 2025 is underway.
The cliche.
I do love the Ron Formation bit.
Christmas Ron Formation bit.
It's evergreen.
Well, I invested in it. Look, 5 years ago, I quit smoking, and now it's the diet and exercise. After next weekend's AC trip, which, by the way, is ironic, too, that you guys have the gig that I can't go to. But I'll be in AC anyway, so.
You're going to AC? What casino lets you in?
It's not, well, I'm going with some friends, so I won't be known to anyone there. So,
okay.
Under other people's names, some location down. In
what,
Asia,
do you use somebody else's, like, card? Is that what it is?
No. You just don't play. Well, this is the irony of the situation that got me banned from MGM. like at the other places, I can play without a card. Okay, mm-hmm. Just, you know, you got to watch your stakes, and, you know, if they catch you, they catch you. But they'll catch you in live action, not based on who you were from the past. Mm-hmm. What happened at MGM is nothing nefarious. Just want to make sure that's clear up the air. Not that anyone cares, I get it. But bottom line is, Borgata, once they got bought by MGM, they have a new rule. If you want to play blackjack, you have to use a card.
Just so they can ID everybody?
To vary your bet, because they can't kick you out in AC. So, you know, what they used to do, Lurch remembers this, they cut the deck in half, or they flat bet you. Well, right. If you play without a card at Borgata, they flat bet you from the beginning, regardless of who you are. So that's how they screen it out. So, you know, for S and giggles, I went one time this past summer just for fun to see how they would end up kicking me out by using my ID. I gave my ID, so I was hiding in plain sight. And by the time they came back, you know, to
hey, you're find flaming out who I us. Was. Hey, can you just tell us why you got banned from MGM? Just get to the nitty gritty, please.
Okay, so what ultimately happened is Borgata got bitter because I hit a blackjack when the count got good. By the time they got back, I think that's why they did it. Otherwise, they would have just kicked me out. Long story short, I played for half a shoe, got one big bet in, got a blackjack, and they went hysterics on me and wanted to kick me out on the spot there, which they couldn't do. Security just said, stay off the casino floor. Somehow, obviously, they got back to MGM, and so that's why they have, you know, went from not being able to play blackjack to not being on the premises.
Stop.
So
why does he sound like he just ran around the block 100 times?
He's barely alive.
I know, but if he's... But if he's just in the room right here...
Do you know
here,
how clogged his arteries are?
I'm pacing.
Oh, that's
been
what it
on
is.
The call, so it's nervous.
You get a little nervous, yeah. Okay.
No nervous energy.
Rom, will you be at the Junkies Holiday Show next Friday at MGM National?
No, he's going to AC.
Oh, you're out of town.
Well, but I mean, Case, that's like you trying to... see, you don't get it. I told you 100 times, when the count's high, when I bet big, you bet big, right? And you bet $50.
Yeah.
You know what happened. How would I be at MGM? Why would you even ask that question?
I didn't know that you were completely banned from the property, but I guess you are.
Can you even go into, like, any of the restaurants?
Dude, do you understand that this guy, when they initially walked me out, that big, hurly security guy?
Yeah.
I walked around the outside, a blundering idiot, in the freezing cold to find another entrance. And by the time I got to the entrance, because I figured they just didn't want me to play blackjack. They didn't care. It wasn't that serious. I just go play cash game poker. He was standing there.
Right.
Like at a totally different entrance.
He's tracking
you. He was watching you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I guess they got cameras outside the video, outside the place.
Yeah,
but by the way.
Yeah, they do.
You guys said I'm breathing heavy.
Yeah.
I found that triggered a thought about another symptom of flaming, by the way. So, you know, obviously I play table tennis with JP over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And so other than just bleeding ears, okay, that's obviously the main symptom.
That was Case.
Oh, I didn't hang up on him. He didn't even get to hear his song. From when he had his
How much rambling was he doing?
Just so much rambling. Heavy breathing. Oh. It's his song, though.
His wife truly loves him, too.
I love him. My Rami band.
I don't know how she does, but she does.
Rami, why we go back to Paradise City? Can't we go someplace nice? All right, when we come back, We'll talk to Kevin McCarthy. He'll tell you what to go see at the movies this weekend. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.